Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Had a lot of fun with the Browns schedule last night and breaking everything down. Let's get a little bit more into it as well. Stadium news, where the Browns go from here on out. Let's do it by going out and talking to our very own Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
You really want to get rid of Donovan Mitchell?
No, I don't actually want to get rid of Donovan Mitchell.
Are you out of your mind?
I didn't say I want to get rid of him. I made it very clear.
All I know is my mentions are blowing up, so maybe some things are taken out of context or whatever, but I saw what you promoted for the show, and I kind of understand why my mentions blew up, and you included me in it.
Well, Daryl, you're on the show. We had to put you in there.
Listen, well, I understand that, but when you're going to throw a grenade like that, can you keep me out of the line of fire?
Listen, you can ask Jax. I disclaimed several times that I was of the belief that I personally would keep the core four together, but I think that Donovan Mitchell is on the table this offseason and that they're 100% going to have to consider it.
Of the people to get voted off the island from the core four, he ain't the guy. I got maybe one or two names that I would consider, not him. He's the one. He put up 48 points playing with a calf injury in game two.
And I don't throw away his individual performance. I thought his individual performance was great. I also think that when he tries to take over a whole half of basketball, you don't exactly empower your teammates to also help you. Which this year, they
were. Well, he kind of had to do that, though, because nobody was doing it. Ty Jerome couldn't throw it into the ocean standing on the beach.
Well, he did in the third quarter.
They shot 26% or something from three-point land for this year. It was ridiculous. They couldn't make shots.
It's far off of not just Donovan. I think that he's part of the equation, for sure, though. I think that he's in there.
They got to get some more pit bulls around him. That's what needs to happen. He's a pit bull. I think Strus is a pit bull. I think Evan Mobley can be a pit bull. And then I got to stop there. They got to get some guys to help with the whole toughness thing here. I know they don't want to hear that, but you get bounced three straight years in five games. The toughness thing is a thing now. It's a thing. And you had a chance this year to get rid of that, end that narrative, and you didn't. So that's on you. Be mad at the media all you want, but that's on you. You had a chance to shut us all up about it, and instead you kicked the door wide open, and so you got to swaddle your medicine, and you're going to hear about it all off season.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a conversation that we're having for quite some time. Daryl, I'd love to see you fired up about your Twitter mentions. This is great. I find something to fire you up.
My mentions. I do not like checking the mentions, but today I asked for the pain and I got the pain. And I'm like, why am I? Look, I do enough to anger people. I don't need you angering people and including me. I do that well enough on my own. I mean, I appreciate you trying to contribute there, but like, you know, come on now.
Listen, people like to react to some words written on the screen. They don't want to listen to it. They don't want to hear the things out of my mouth. That's okay. That's all right. They can listen to the conversation. I think it's on the table. I didn't say
mission
I wanted
accomplished.
To happen. Well, congrats to them. Daryl, we had a fun day yesterday. Okay, we had a ton of fun. The Browns schedule came out. We can all get excited for what I saw at least one sports book put in as a 4.5 win season.
Wait, you had fun yesterday?
We talked to 9 people in 2 hours across 6 segments.
Oh,
I couldn't have not
okay.
had fun.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, it was hectic. The schedule is only so much fun, but it's a fun show to do. It's a good time here.
That's fair.
But I did think that I saw things going both ways, and a lot of I thought fan reaction was negative towards the way that the schedule came out, as if it was something that was brand new, the opponents you were going to be playing, and that it was leading to pure disaster. Like, we knew that. We knew that it was going to be a tough season just based on who was there. I actually liked the way that for the Browns in figuring out what they have at quarterback and not winning football games, because they're not going to do that, the schedule actually played out pretty nicely for them.
It is one of the toughest strength of schedules in the NFL. They certainly did not get a fourth place schedule, even though they're right now a fourth place team. The league didn't do them many favors, no question about that, other than they get to play 13 Sundays at 1 o'clock. The Vikings will have the advantage in London because they will have already been in Europe for a week, because they'll play the Steelers the week before in Ireland, while the Browns are going to go out probably in the middle of that week. Not a lot of favors done to the Browns there, and no surprise, 0 primetime games. But I personally would like to thank the league office for that, because I don't want to be at the stadium at 3 in the morning with a team that's going to win anywhere from 4 to 7 games.
Yeah, I think that was the overwhelming majority of people's opinions there that are in the media, was just like, hey, 1 o'clock games are good for us, which I agree. I'm not mad about 1 o'clock games, but is there a slight that fans should be feeling being put in that 1 o'clock spot over and over again, or is that exactly what we should have expected?
Your team is not expected to do a lot this fall. Now, there is flex scheduling, so if the Browns surprise some folks and they do have a good season, guess what? You'll get some primetime games. But they're going to have to perform to do that, to earn that flex scheduling. So, no, fans should not feel slighted in the least. I think the NFL told you exactly what they expect from the Cleveland Browns this year with that schedule.
Yeah, I think it was pretty evident. Daryl, I mean, the first few weeks of the season are absolutely brutal. Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions, Vikings, who are even the Vikings a toss-up based on what J.J. McCarthy is going to be, directly into the Steelers coming back from London.
Right.
I mean,
that might be 1-5.
It could be. I think I put them at 2-4 after that stretch, and I was very optimistic.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do, too. I'd probably say 2-4. But I'm just saying, like, they very well could be 1-5. Coming out of the gate there. I think they'll win 2 of those games. I have them winning 6 games, this doubling their win total from a year ago. And I say that having absolutely no idea, none whatsoever, what they're going to do at quarterback this year.
Yeah, none of us do. Is that almost...
And how many quarterbacks we're going to get to watch this year? We might get to watch all 4 of those guys this year. It has happened before.
You don't have to look very far back to figure out where it happened. But Daryl, is any quarterback that steps in week 1 in that stretch essentially doomed from the start?
No. I look at it as an opportunity. Show what you can do.
Would it take you out of the realm of throwing a rookie quarterback out there week 1 to see, I mean, aside from the Bengals, you're looking at 5 to 6 pretty darn good defenses there.
If he's the best quarterback throughout the offseason and training camp in the preseason, then no. You put him on the field. You put the best player on the field week 1. That's what's most important.
Daryl, I'll get you the probably least sexy question about the schedule, but it's actually something that I find very interesting, which is always where the bye falls. I talked to Jeff Hathorn over at 93.7 yesterday during the show, and he told me that coming off of their international game, the Steelers pretty much begged the league office, hey, we don't want our bye after this game. We don't want our bye there. And they ended up getting their bye there. The Browns get the opposite. They get it in week 9. Yeah. Is that something where they would have wanted the bye coming back from London, or would they have also, and you think in your mind, preferred it later?
I honestly thought that they were going to get it either before the trip to London or after the trip to London. I'm talking to Jason Weeks, by the way, just to be very specific, either the week before the London game or the week after the London game. I think the Browns are fine with the bye where it is, because that's smack dab right in the middle of the season there. So remember last year, they had an early bye, and it was a long 13-game slug to the finish line, right? So I think the fact that they get their bye in week 9, I think that that's perfect for them.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much, like when I was talking about it, like probably the week before, like do I want to buy week 9 or week 10 is kind of my sweet spot where it falls, where it's not week 5 where you then have to play a stretch of games, and it's not week 13 where you start with a stretch of games and are begging for a break.
Yeah, so I think it's in a good spot.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Darryl, last thing I'll sort of throw you about the schedule. The Browns schedule video, am I missing something? What was going on? What was happening with the video they put out? Because I didn't understand it at all other than, hey, look at the cool things I can do in video editing, and that was about it.
That was exactly my takeaway. So I don't know that I have much to add beyond that. Because same thing. Like I was trying to figure the bit out, and whatever, if there was like an inside joke or something there, whatever it was, I will acknowledge. Didn't get it, didn't understand it. The effects were really cool. But if there was like a theme or a story they were trying to tell, it went over my head.
JP threw out a fun one last night, was that it was essentially an homage to Shador Sanders in Time, flexing the wristwatch, and that it was the constant, you know, sort of backing up, going back in time and everything else. I don't know that that's true and they love him that much, but it was certainly interesting.
Least surprising thing to come out of Jonathan Peterlin's mouth.
Yeah, that one feels really on brand, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're going to have to suffer through this now for at least a couple of years.
They brought him here.
We're going to have to listen to Peter.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Peterlin for the next couple of years now.
Yeah, there's a pretty good likelihood of that. Daryl, the other fun thing...
My condolences, by the way, to Nick Wilson, because he's the one that has to work with him 5 hours a day.
5 hours a day, not stop. Does not stop. Mics go off for some people. JP's voice does not stop when those mics go off for Nick Wilson. That's on him. Daryl, other fun stuff happening around the Browns. Very interestingly, coming out, we had Roger Goodell in the state of Ohio basically lobbying for the Browns to be able to have their... dome in Brook Park. What were the meetings like there, and what was the point of Roger Goodell coming out and actually being there for that process?
Well, that was to get this thing across the finish line with state legislatures. I think it's not a matter of if, because I think the if is it's happening. It's a matter of how they're going to do it, and how they're going to do it in a way that not only helps the Browns, but will also leave room to help the Bengals, the Reds, and all the other pro teams within the state that are going to have either upcoming or future stadium projects. Because, the price tags of these buildings, as well as to maintain them and renovate them, it's skyrocketing. So... And the state has always, contributed in some form or fashion toward those buildings. And so they're trying to do it in a way that doesn't affect the general fund, so you don't have people saying that you're stealing money from the education budget to give to stadiums and the billionaire owners within the state. So that, to me, is what this is all about now, is figuring out the mechanisms to provide the funding for these projects, including $600 million for the Browns in Brook Park. Goodell was there along with David Jenkins, who's the chief operating officer for Haslam Sports Group and the team, along with their chief administrative officer. They were down in Columbus to meet with the governor and top-ranking lawmakers to basically sell the project. And the benefits of the project, I was told by folks familiar with the contents of the meeting, Super Bowl was brought up. No promises were made, but the commissioner did say that the enclosed stadium would satisfy league requirements to be able to host the game. I think obviously there's some studies and questions that need to be done as to whether or not the region meets the hotel and other requirements the league has for hosting the game. So positive visits. And I think that might have gotten this thing across the finish line. And now it's just a matter of figuring out how the funding will come through for the Browns for this particular project.
Now, we saw also, I think it was today that it came out, the Haslam Sports Group essentially putting out a letter to Chris Ronayn and Cuyahoga yep. County saying that they're going through whether they have the county support or not, and they're going to plan on making the move. Is that significant news in this entire stadium development, or is that basically just an update of something that we already knew that's just now rephrased?
No, I mean, I had heard rumblings that the team was making preparations because of the resistance that Ronayn has given toward the project. He feels that this is a money grab. It's too risky for the county to support this project. The line that really stands out is the closing line there where the team remains undeterred and is not relying on the county's participation to execute the project. That is a very, very important sentence. Which is why you asked the question that you did. So that is a new development. I had heard rumblings that the Haslam Sports Group was making preparations to do this project without county participation, but they put it in writing today, basically. So what I was hearing ended up being true, and So as I posted on X earlier today, I am of the belief Brook Park is moving forward, full steam ahead. The enclosed stadium is getting built, and the Cleveland Browns will play football there starting in 2029.
So if they go through without county support, obviously we wouldn't have the exact breakdown of how that looks. But it, for anybody that was wondering, where does that additional money that they would have been counting on for the county sort of come in?
You know what? I don't want to speculate on that because I want to be fair. I have not gotten clarification on that. I do know that Haslam Sports Group is already in line to handle the cost overruns for the enclosed stadium construction because, let's be honest about it, they deserve an award if they're actually able to build it for $2.4 billion. Tennessee's Dome is over budget. The Buffalo Bills Stadium right now is over budget. All these projects come in over budget. That's just the nature of construction, right? Certainly, they're motivated to keep it, as close to that $2.4 billion as possible, with another $800 million to a billion for the development. The Haslams have promised 70% of that development project will be built and be online when that stadium opens, and then the final 30% will come online depending on how the market responds. So there's no guarantee. Obviously, there's no guarantee that final 30% even gets built. But basically, you've got the Haslams putting up $2 billion of their own money, and if the thing flops, they're also on the hook here. This isn't just a thing where the state, the county, the city are all on the hook for this thing if it flops. The Haslams have significant skin in this game here. I don't know what the specifics of the new breakdown. They were looking for $178 million from the county, and they were hoping that the county would backstop Brook Park's $422 million in bonds. Basically, it's, you buy a car, or you get a cosigner. That's basically what they wanted. They wanted the county to cosign those bonds for Brook Park, but they are preparing the financing. My understanding is basically the financing for the project's ready to go, and that they're just the creditors, the financers, they are waiting for the official word from the state of Ohio that there's going to be a $600 million contribution to this project, and that official word will come in the form of Governor Mike DeWine's signature on the state budget that includes that funding, and then we move full steam ahead now. They will then move forward with closing on the remaining payments for that 176 acres of land bordering Snow and Engle Roads. And then shovels will go in the ground in the first quarter of 2026 with an open date of August 2029.
Daryl, as always, appreciate the insight and look forward to keeping up with you as this thing progresses further and further. And more updates on the schedule and what we're looking at and who's going to be starting. Daryl, you can't wait, right? Can't wait.
I don't think Chris Ronayne is getting invited to the groundbreaking. I'll say that.
I think that's a fair evaluation. Appreciate you as always, Daryl.
You bet, Jake. Have a good night.
You too. Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll talk about what he had to say coming back as well, a little more on the Brown Stadium and schedule ahead.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.